This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want as we launch into the second hour of the program. Coming up, Texas secession is being talked about, apparently all the way over in the UK, where an advisor to Margaret Thatcher is saying it's time for Texas to call it quits from the United States. We can talk more about that on the way here tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
So to bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, Daryl, you've been telling us about this story of the rapist, college-age rapist. He's 20 years old. Was he a student there? I missed that detail.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
Student athlete at Stanford University.
And the victim was also a student. She was passed out in some sort of behind a dumpster on the college campus, and he presumably was not with her previously, but then found her and took advantage of her, raping her before being caught apparently in the act by two other people who he ran after that, supposedly.
I have not seen that, but that's okay. What somebody called in to say.
Yeah. So if you want to comment, that sort of led into a conversation about rape in general and what's an appropriate punishment. Mark, you made a proposal for what you thought should be an option for somebody who is convicted of rape, somebody who's definitely guilty.
An option for the victim and for the person who's, like...
Does that mean the victim's demands weigh in heavier or not?
I think you should come in with somebody... First off, there should be far fewer crimes. Secondly, there should be somebody assigned, after somebody's found guilty, to sort of figure out the best way to not punish, but to rehabilitate the person on one side and restitute the victim.
Okay, so
at the same time,
your proposal included restitution. It included a temporary chemical castration.
Yep.
And what was it? There was at least a third thing in there. What was the third thing?
Yeah, it's counseling, restitution, temporary chemical castration with ongoing arbitration with the victim, and that'll do more for the perpetrator, Brock, his victim, and society as a whole than this prison industrial complex that we have here. The real issue is that people are so up in arms about really is equity and sentencing. And this guy is wealthy and white, and you can pick whatever it is that you decide. People are calling it white privilege. I'm here to tell you that I believe that it's more class privilege than anything, but that's fine.
So you want to share your thoughts? We're here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Geraldo in Denver. You're on Free Talk Live, Geraldo.
Yeah, I just want people to know they don't have to worry about Obama anymore or Trump. He's going to get elected. I'm a psychic, okay? I'm a canvasser / psychic.
Wait, who's going to get elected? Trump?
What?
Who's getting elected? Trump?
Yeah, Trump. He's going to win, but he's going to go on a trip with Obama, and they're going to be, both of them, they're going to be gang raped by a troop of French-Canadian midgets.
Well, I hope they get video. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I don't support gang rape, but, you know, if it happens to politicians, you know, I don't really feel that bad.
You think it's a mitigating circumstance?
Politicians are not good people, and so I don't feel like it's really the end of the world.
Wait a second.
I'm just wondering where you're going to find...
Aren't you running for governor?
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out where you're going to find a group of French-Canadian midgets.
How about...
If they can be found, Ian will find them.
Well, the thing is,
No, he can't because he's not allowed in Canada.
Oh, well, they'll come down here just for the opportunity to rape the politician.
Actual elected politicians. How about that one?
I was elected as delegate to the state convention. Why do I have to get raped by a gang of French-Canadian midgets?
All right. Federal elected politicians.
You're getting closer.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-3.
What do we just incarcerate? We'll just continue to incarcerate Illinois' governors? Is that the idea?
I don't. Seems to be happening anyway.
I actually do not think that crooked politicians should wind up going to prison after they're being crooked. Because then the taxpayers are just being forced to continue to feed, house, and clothe these people.
I'm sorry, execution's out of style. Let's continue.
I'm not advocating for execution. I think they should have to get real jobs.
Let's talk to Tom in New York. I do tend to lean towards forgiveness. I was really kind of joking. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, guys. I just want to clear up just a couple things here about Brock Turner's sentence here. First of all, and a couple callers I heard, and I guess I heard you say it too, he wasn't sentenced to prison. He's going to do 6 months county jail.
I never said prison. Yeah. I said jail.
I'm sorry. If I said prison, excuse me.
Okay. Well, he's going to do county time.
Yep.
And so you're going to do 6 months county time.
Which do you think is better?
Years probation, as you mentioned.
How many years probation? I don't think we have that detail.
He's going to do 3 years.
3 years.
Probation. Okay.
All right.
And he's going to have a sex offender management program that he has to complete, and he's going to be as a convicted sex offender. He's going to have that on his record for the rest of his life.
Yeah, permanent record.
And even the district attorney, Jeff Rosen, was disappointed that the judge didn't sentence him to prison after this. And I think that, he's right. I think he should have gotten at least a couple of years in jail for what he did.
What do you think?
Now you said it's jail instead of prison. Okay, so it's easy to mix up. But here's the point I'd like to make. As somebody, I believe probably the only one who's on this line right now who has been to prison, I would say jail is generally worse.
Daryl worked in a jail, right?
Technically, I worked in a prison. It was the county prison.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so it functioned as a jail, but it had the name.
So technically, Daryl has been in a prison, just not as an inmate.
Right. Yeah, I mean, prisons, there's a lot more to do. In jail, you're locked in a cell block with a bunch of the 20 or 40 other guys or whatever it is, and, you know, you can play cards or watch the television or read a book.
Well, Tom, what do you think about Mark's proposal, which involved, you mentioned counseling is happening, apparently, in this sentence that exists, but also his proposal suggested restitution and chemical castration of a temporary nature.
No.
Why not?
You're going to have to go by what state by state of what the sentencing is. Now, this judge could sentence him to what he thought he should have deserved. I mean, that's just the law. And he could have probably sentenced him to 6 years if he wanted to. It's going to have to go by state by state. And again, it's going to be up to the judge to determine the factors of the rape. I mean, rape is rape no matter how you look at it. And this guy actually, and I think somebody brought it up, that during the attack on this woman, he tried to flee, but he was caught and tackled by two other students and pinned him until the cops arrived to arrest him. But he knew what he was doing, and he knew what he was doing was wrong. That's evident. But as soon as he tried to flee, that right there alone knew he knew that that was he just committed a felony.
Tom, so why does it make? Oh, hold on, Tom. Why does it? Why do you hear things like restitution and chemical castration and things like this as him getting off, and that prison is better? I mean,
I'm saying it's the state law.
We're asking you what you think about it. No.
State law is generally state.
Maybe we're miscommunicating here, Tom. I'm just curious to know what you think. I know the state laws are different. I realize that. Are the state laws optimal? What do you think? What does, Tom in New York believe about, what the punishment should be? It sounded like you thought he should have a more stringent prison time with, more prison time. But Mark had suggested chemical castration. I don't know if that exists anywhere in any of the states.
Would you like to,
does it as a punishment for
rape?
Okay. Nationally.
Nationally?
I'm sorry, internationally. I can look at...
But what about within the United States? Does it exist within the 50 states?
I just closed that
and
page.
And how do you feel about it, Tom, is what I want to know. Not, yes, there are different states.
Right. As far as that proposal that he brought up, I disagree with it. And until that is a part of the state law that can happen and a judge can actually propose that as a sentence, well, that's...
Then you'd be okay with it. Thanks for the call. So he's only okay with whatever the state says is okay. He has an opinion of his own. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to bring up what you want. We're talking about the college rape story, where the perpetrator has received 6 months in jail and 3 years of probation, as well as some sort of counseling. And what do you think about it? You're welcome to join us here. And also, what are your thoughts on Mark's proposal to, instead of prison time or jail, have chemical castration instead and restitution for the restitution for
counseling,
the victim.
working with the victim and the perpetrator together.
Unless the victim doesn't want to work with the perpetrator.
Agreed, sure.
Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn more about Bitcoin. It has been shooting up in its price over the last few weeks here, going up more than $100 in value. It's been a really good month for Bitcoin. You can learn more about it over at Bitcoin.com. Of course, it is a stateless, free market, non-political currency, and it cannot be inflated or controlled by the government. This is money that you're in control of, and it's incredible. It works really well. Go to Bitcoin.com, get started there. Learn it, use it, and spread it at Bitcoin.com. As we continue, you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Are you with me?
We are here. Are you? Go ahead.
Well, yes. You know, the rape cases in UNAM, the University of New Mexico here, has been increasing, and the rates here in Albuquerque and the city has also been increasing. And so,
increasing that, since when? Violent crimes down across the United States. Do you have some kind of source for this claim?
Well, yeah.
At this point, Sarah, anything you say, I'm tending to believe the opposite. So, I'm concerned. What's your source?
Well, the news. I hear these. They're going to have a talk show tomorrow. In fact, that KUNME, the KUNME have a show, and the Colin show talks about how the victims feel like they're not being heard. The same thing is that they just chalk it up as like not a big offense, and that's pretty much an attitude in the state of New Mexico because we have 30,000 like untested rape kits since like 28 years ago.
So what you're saying
is that's a lot. That is true around the country. Yes.
What is true around
these
the
untested rape kits? There's just a whole bunch of them. They're very busy testing drug cases and stuff like that. Not so busy testing rape cases.
There was a bill that went before the legislature here in New Hampshire that would have required all of the rape kits that were sitting around to wind up being tested. I don't remember what happened to the bill.
So let's talk more. Rather than discussing whether or not rapes are going up or whether they're going down, let's talk about the fact that, well, look, rapes will happen. Unfortunately, that's just the world. And so the question really is, if the government isn't doing a good job investigating, if the government isn't doing a good job punishing people and restituting people, then what can someone do to protect themselves from getting into that circumstance? So obviously not getting wasted in a public place is
a good first step.
Good step number one. Secondarily, I think carrying a weapon is a good way to stop a rape from ever happening, especially carrying one openly. But unfortunately, on college campuses in many states, I don't know if New Mexico is one of them, but on college campuses, it is frequently illegal, or at least against the college rules, to carry some sort of weapon, a gun, for instance.
Pepper spray and tasers are probably still legal.
Yeah, right. Probably true. I'm sorry?
Plus, the UNAM is an open campus. There is no fences or anything.
You support, I mean, given that it is an open campus, anyone can come in from anywhere, you know, there's the temporary vulnerability there. Would you support someone being able to carry a gun on a college campus? A young lady, for instance, who's concerned, should she be able to carry a gun, Sarah?
Well, I don't know. That's Herdick's question.
It's a what question?
I mean, that is her question, whether they
her
allow
discretion.
Her to keep them. Yeah.
So you think she should be allowed to carry a gun? You don't think the university should have a rule against it if it does? Because a lot of universities absolutely do, or there's some sort of state law that gets in the way. So you believe in the right to defend yourself with whatever you need?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that New Mexico, that you can carry a gun. We're like number fifth in
that you can or can't?
Violence.
That you can't.
Yeah, because we're number five. We're number
six. She's saying can or can't.
She's saying
can. Okay, can.
C-A-N. Gotcha. Okay, but usually in a state where you can carry a gun,
ranked by gun violence,
there are still places where you can't carry a gun. So even though here in New Hampshire it's legal for us to open carry a gun, except for Mark, who's a felon, But it's legal for Daryl and I to open carry a gun wherever we go, except for college campuses. And there's a couple other places, like the inside of a jail.
Courts.
For instance, courts. But for the most part...
The thing is that we're number fifth in gun violence deaths, so you figure it out. I'm sure you could carry a gun.
Okay, now we're at guns violence deaths, all right?
Gun violence deaths. What is a gun violence death?
Does I assume that's per rate of 100,000 inhabitants, right?
Is suicide counted in a gun violence deaths number, Sarah?
In some statistics.
Well,
yes.
I hear something. Every time there's a road rage, everybody pulls out a gun and starts shooting their cars. That's
New Mexico is about 15th.
15th in what?
By so gun murders in per rate of inhabitants.
So gun, were you talking about gun murders, Sarah, when you said gun violence deaths?
I don't know. I'm thinking it might have been a couple of years ago.
I see. Well, when was the statistics from, Mark? Usually it takes a couple of years for statistics to kind of get reported on.
2010.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. You're wrong again. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
And I pulled up statistics on Albuquerque, crime in Albuquerque, and crime rate
Free Talk
there
Live
is
number one in Albuquerque.
I don't know if that's true.
We're not a crime.
We're number one across the United States.
Are you trying to, you're trying to be like Sarah?
Making crap
up. Okay.
Ridiculous crap. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I actually have statistics, and the city of Albuquerque has a crime rate almost double the New Mexico state average.
Cities tend to be that way, man.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how many other big cities there are in New Mexico. I'm not offhand real familiar with the geography there.
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe isn't that big, though, is it?
That's just where
all the when you goes. Think yeah. of cities okay. in New Mexico, you think yeah, Albuquerque,
you
Santa,
think
Fe.
Santa Fe. Toll-free number tonight, I don't know offhand what the population is, though. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Kyle all the way from Guam. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live. What time is it in Guam right now?
Right now it's about 10:30.
10:30 in the morning?
In the morning, yeah.
All right, waking up with Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I was calling in because you guys mentioned you were wondering how many states and stuff have chemical castration. We just passed within this last year a chemical castration bill, and it's pretty sketchy, I think, on Guam's part because it just says that sex offenders, basically any sex offender, while they're on parole, has kind of two choices, either the chemical castration or they can go for the permanent physical castration.
Wow. And you think there's a problem here? Hang on. I want to hear more about it, Kyle, if you don't mind telling us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, that should be a choice for yourself. If you want to go ahead and fully on castrate yourself, that is your business, right? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, allowing you to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We told you briefly about Bitcoin a few moments ago. If you're ready to jump in and get your first Bitcoin wallet, I recommend Jax. In fact, Free Talk Live is endorsing the new Jax wallet as the official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live. I saw a couple videos within the last 24 hours, which are pretty exciting. The folks over at Lamasu, which is one of the Bitcoin vending machine manufacturers out there, they're actually the world's most popular Bitcoin vending machine. They are going to be introducing, they're beta testing right now, but they're going to be introducing Ethereum, or rather Ether, as an alternative in their vending machine. So you will be able to put in cash into a Bitcoin vending machine and decide not to have Bitcoin. Maybe you want to have Ethereum instead, or Ether, which is what the currency is of Ethereum, the newer cryptocurrency platform, if you will, this new blockchain platform. It's really hard. You know, what do you call Ethereum? It's more than just a cryptocurrency.
It is. It's
what's the right word for this blockchain platform? I mean, it's the best I can come up with.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah. I wonder to myself whether Ethereum is going to outpace Bitcoin.
Well, you never know.
You don't know.
It's got a 15-second confirmation time, apparently, though.
That's pretty nice.
One of the problems...
It's like, you know, you would have never guessed that the Model T, not that the Model T was the first car by any stretch of the imagination, but you would have never guessed, no one would say, you know what, the Model T is going to take us into the 22nd century.
That's true.
No one would say that.
And Bitcoin is starting to look kind of clunky compared to Ethereum. Look, one of the things when you're doing a Bitcoin vending machine is... If the network isn't exactly responding as quickly as you might want it to, sometimes the person who buys the Bitcoin may not get the notice that their Bitcoin is sort of waiting for them. Because with Bitcoin, there has to be these confirmations to sort of back up whether or not a transaction was legitimate. And the first confirmation can take like 20 minutes to receive. In some cases, it can take a little bit longer if you don't pay a good fee, for instance. So even if you set a decent fee, it still takes 20 minutes. Now, there are ways to detect the transaction before a confirmation, and usually that happens pretty quickly, but doesn't always. And it can result in a frustrating customer experience where the customer's standing there waiting, hey, where's the Bitcoin? I just put cash in this machine. How come I don't have Bitcoin yet? And then you just kind of have to reassure them, well, look, it's coming here.
Everything will be fine.
Yeah, leave your.
We're just going to hold on to your money for about 20 minutes.
Leave your name. Leave your information here. It'll be okay.
And I know you can't see me. I know that you don't know me. I know you've never met me, but I'll just hold on to hundreds of your dollars for 20 minutes.
Now, from what I read, Ether has a 15-second confirmation time, so that's a huge factor of a difference.
You can put a little spinning thing in the middle of the screen at that point, and somebody will wait 15 seconds.
Yeah, and so that's, I think, a big change for what's coming. The reason I mentioned it was both of the videos that I watched where someone did a demonstration of buying one of these beta machines, buying Ether out of the Lamassu, they were using the Jax wallet on both of the videos that I saw. So if you want to try out the Jax wallet, it's free. You can go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, because it holds Ether in addition to Bitcoin, or it technically doesn't hold it because you could drop your phone down down the drain or something like that, and your Bitcoin or your Ether still on the Internet. Your phone holds the private keys, which, of course, you can back up. So go to Jax, J-A-X-X.io. As we go back to Kyle, he's in Guam talking about chemical castration, that apparently in Guam there's been some sort of legislation passed which allows for the person who's been convicted of rape to choose whether they want temporary chemical castration while they're on probation, or if they just want to go all the way and just go ahead and full on castrate themselves.
Hey, is that right? Really, it just says sex offenders. That's kind of where I'm on the fence about this, because I know people who are registered sex offenders who have, like, you know, have been convicted because they were 18 and they were dating a 16-year-old or something like that. Is this
so? You're saying anyone who's a sex offender will have to choose either temporary chemical castration while on probation or full on castration
while they're released on parole, and that's the I kind of see it as like they're just kind of putting their foot in the door here. Once they use this as a punishment, they might just start spreading this out to not only, I think right now it's multiple offenses, but let's say, you know, instead of multiple offenses, they're just going to change it now to single offense, because the big problem on Guam is that our prison system is just so crowded. You know, why not just get rid of all the sex offenders, give them this, and then deal with it that way?
Do you think it would be effective in deterring people from doing? I mean, this seems like a more. I think some people would perceive physical castration as a more serious punishment than, say, incarceration. So, do you think that this would be a deterrent? Because a lot of people believe, you know what, if you're having trouble with crime, let's just amp up the punishment. And there's a certain level of evidence for what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you think that that's will deter crime?
I think any punishment is meant to deter crime, and I think, you know, it does actually deter, just like you said. But I don't know how effective this is going to be to deter, let's say, the first time offense. You can't chemically castrate someone before they commit a crime. So
not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, and I don't know if this is really going to solve the problem, because I think if they're on parole, right, they've got to come in and get whatever the chemical is. And let's say right now Gov Guam is really short on cash. We're in a spending spree, but we can't pay for anything. What if the people that we're buying this chemical from are saying, hey, you know what, you don't pay anymore, so you can't get this. So what are we going to do with all those sex offenders that are now on parole and not getting this chemical?
Good question. Thanks for the call tonight, Kyle. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What about ending the prohibition on prostitution? Would that reduce rapes?
Okay, so this is a touchy subject for which there appears to be very little evidence one way or the other. I have heard, I've heard a psychiatrist who did clinical studies of some sort make the claim that he has seen evidence that it would reduce rapes, but that he wouldn't go on the record to say that. So that's all I've got is like this sort of shaky claim.
Because they, you know, they, whoever they are, don't they say that rape is more of a power thing than it is a sex thing?
So they say, but, turns out that heterosexuals tend to rape people of the opposite sex.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah. Hello. The day after the finally here. And El Negro Animal is in New York City tonight.
The day after what?
The day after the election, or the primary election, over here in Jersey.
Now, who won, by the way, in Jersey?
It
was Hillary, right? Hillary and Donald.
Madame Bitch, and, that one. Donald, right. But illegal animal is in New York. I kind of like wonder, since, you touched on the issue of rape. There was a case in the Bronx. You probably heard about these guys. All the people involved happens to be black. Okay? The animal who was beaten to death was, a black individual who has been in and out of police custody. The other party, they were an African family. Okay, they were Muslim, too, by the way. Let's emphasize that. They were Muslim, too. Okay.
Are we talking about the victims of the rape or the perpetrators of the rape?
It was an attempted rape. Okay, but nevertheless, this is a case of self-defense. We cannot say stand your ground because we do not have that.
I'm confused. I don't know what case this is. I want to know more about this. Were the Muslims there were more than one person who were the attempted rapists? Were there more than one attempted victim? The toll-free number is 855-453. We'll see if we can get Ralph to clear it up, and you can share your thoughts with whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about chemical castration, punishments for rape. You can weigh in here, and you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Also, you can help support the show. We've talked a little bit about Bitcoin this hour. The price has been shooting up. You can send your Bitcoin over to Free Talk Live. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you want to leave something in the Bitcoin tip jar, you can also send over alternatives to Bitcoin via our shapeshift.io app built right into the page there at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We go back to Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, you were talking about some sort of rape or an attempted rape that happened
in
New York City.
The New York Post article... paper issue on June 1, that's Wednesday, had the banner headline, "He treated my wife, beats man to death for rape attempt." And the picture of these two individuals was run in the paper. Mamadou Diallo was the name of the man from Africa, so he was an African Muslim. And then the animal who attempted the rape was, an ex-convict. Has been in and out of police custody, has previous running with the law. He goes by the name Earl Nass. Devoted husband, Mamadou Diallo, was arrested and charged with assault yesterday for fatally beating Earl Nass instead, with a tire iron after the career criminal broke into Diallo's Bronx apartment Monday night and assaulted his wife.
All right, so this is a self-defense story. This is somebody defending another person.
And vowing to rape her, he treated my wife, Diallo cried out. Now, this is a self-defense scenario, isn't it? If I was a lawyer, that's the strategy right from the get-go to get him off these charges, okay? Remember here now, guys, they never charged the family of that boy in that Cincinnati gorilla situation.
Cincinnati what?
Tamir Rice?
No, the zoo where the boy climbed over
gorilla.
The fence and the gorilla wound up doing something and
what
they
about
shot the gorilla.
Yeah, what about that, Ralph?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
What about it, though? What about the gorilla thing?
What? There's no charges. That is brought out on the family of that little boy. That
who should be charged with something there, in your opinion?
No. They should not be. But,
okay.
You see, we need to look at the subtext of that whole situation. Huh?
And the subtext.
That's right. The subtext being the El Negro animal and its radical transformation.
You're talking about
Barack Obama?
He's responsible for a kid climbing through a gate in a zoo in Cincinnati.
I'm so confused right now. What is
I'm always confused when Ralph calls in.
What
come on, Ralph. You know what the call is about. It's like it's black people whose baby crawled between the fence. It's black people who got the rape
was
situation.
A black
here.
Baby?
Yep.
Yes.
And it's a black president. That's what the argument is, right?
I want to talk about the subtext of that. The subtext being the radical transformation of our country, turning us into the planet of the apes and a terrible...
You are so racist.
Wow.
Thank you for the call tonight. Toll free number 855.
Turning our country into the planet of the apes.
855-453. Okay, you know, I had let Ralph kind of get by on this whole claim that he was only calling Barack Obama an animal, that he doesn't like Barack Obama, but it's pretty clear that he has a thing against all black people. At this point, it seems pretty clear, right?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, Ralph comes hails from the Philippines. And we had talked about the Philippines recently, the president-elect Duterte telling folks to go out and start shooting who they believe to be criminals in the streets. And I believe I saw a story about how the deaths or the bodies have begun to fall.
Really?
In the Philippines. I'll have to see if I can pull that up. I did not look at the story. I just saw a headline. Toll-free number is 855-453. And, of course, the media can write misleading headlines sometimes.
Never.
855-450-3733. Coming up, we also have Texas to talk about, where apparently Lord Christopher Monckton, the third Viscount of Brenchley, thinks that Texas should... What is a Viscount?
Well, it's a... Okay, so a count is a person who presides over a county.
Okay.
And a vice count, I would assume, is somebody who presides over some small... either a smaller county or a portion of a county.
A viscount is the fourth rank in the British peerage system, standing below an earl and above a baron.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
That's right. They don't have counts in Great Britain.
Thinks that
you're thinking of Romania.
I'm just saying counts preside over counties. They have a different name there.
Christopher Monckton is his name, and he thinks Texas should secede from the United States. Now, apparently, Lord Christopher Monckton may be based in Austin, Texas. It says here in his native Britain, a story from DailyCaller.com, voters are preparing to decide whether they will remain in the European Union.
That's true.
Here in the United States, Texas just last month considered putting secession on the ballot. The Republican Party of Texas killed the measure. We actually had a guy who was attending the Republican meetings calling into our show to kind of give us an update on the proposal to support secession. This week, Monckton, former advisor to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, pushed for Texas independence in an exclusive interview with the Daily Caller. He's a prominent conservative voice on issues such as climate change and the possible collapse of the U.S. dollar. Why does a British political figure advocate for Texas secession? In short, Monckton views Texas as a lifeboat. He believes that America is on the verge of being overrun with Islamic invaders, which will be accompanied by imminent financial destruction. Well, you know, that's a new one to me. We've been covering secession here on Free Talk Live for a while, following various different secession movements out there from the Spaniards who are trying to secede in, Catalonia. To the folks over
Scotland.
In Scotland, exactly, and of course many of the myriad secessionist movements here in the United
Liverland
States.
In Croatia.
Is that really a secessionist movement, though? They're kind of carving out a new...
It's worth talking about.
Yeah, it's similar, I would guess. They're trying to carve out a chunk of land that has been supposedly no man's land in that it's not owned by Serbia or Croatia.
And I met with one of the... ambassadors, if you will, from Liberland at the Libertarian Convention a couple weeks ago. And he said that they're on the verge of having some kind of resolution with Croatia.
To stop them from arresting their people when they go
in
there?
Was it Croatia that was doing the arresting?
It was Croatia, yeah.
Okay. Because there was the other one, too.
Serbia.
Serbia wasn't doing the...
No, it was Croatia that was doing the arrests.
Thanks for the
update. So, yeah, thanks for the update on that, Daryl. We hadn't heard much out of Liberland in quite a while.
Yeah, somebody from Liberland is going to be at the Startup Society Summit happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, July 1st through the 3rd, and I plan on being there for that.
Excellent. Well, you have to report back to us from that event. In short, Moncton views Texas as a lifeboat. He thinks that America is going to be overrun with Islamic invaders. Now, that seems pretty unlikely. But whatever your reason, for supporting secession,
you're for it.
God has blessed you. I think that you should have your secession. I think Texas should secede, and ultimately, whether the desire is to get away from the incoming Islamic hordes that people believe is happening, or the desire is to have more freedom for Texas, whatever. I don't care. Even if you're a secessionist who wants to have more control. Because there are those secessionists.
There are.
They want to secede from the United States.
That's what this sounds like.
So they can institute rules that would be more strict than the United States. I don't support it personally. That's not the place I want to live. That's not the place I want to be part of that is seceding. But ultimately, I think people should be able to secede.
You know, I think that secession, I like the pressure that secession puts on organizations. But I find it likely that Great Britain will not leave the EU. And the reason is because the financial restrictions would be too harsh.
What are the polls, though? I mean, what are the pre-voting polls?
It's close. Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
It was close in Scotland, too, right?
But
it was close in Scotland, and then the monarch said, and the prime minister, if you leave, you can't use the pound anymore.
Oh,
and they're like, oh, no, we need money. And so then they wound up getting scared, and they wound up voting no.
Wow. So he advocates for Texas secession.
The only reason Ian wants secession here in the case of Great Britain, he knows nothing about it. He just wants to see more secession.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want the bodies to hit the floor.
Speaking no, I don't want violence hitting the floor. Did you see the YouTube video of the 82-year-old man singing Let the Bodies Hit the Floor on America's Got Talent?
I saw it existed.
I saw it. I normally I don't watch the pop culture stuff on the Facebook.
I don't either, but I was like, 82-year-old guy, yeah. I've got to see this.
I had to see it. Especially funny because we actually were talking last night about the bodies hitting the floor, that somebody singing that song. I forget what the context was. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. He says Texas needs to secede or have what he calls happen a Texit. As in Texas exiting
as opposed to a
the
Brexit.
United States. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on secession are welcome. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.